有查经的聚会。
We are again a meeting here.
我们上一次讲到什么地方啊
？Where did we stop the last time？
讲到什么地方？讲到第六章结束了没有？结束了，结束最后一段讲什么
？We ended chapter 6。
不要看，不要看，不要看，要考书了现在。最后一段讲什么
？What is the last passage of chapter 6 say？
最后一段讲什么？第六章，还记得吗？信实的神同亚伯拉罕应许的时候。指着自己来启示。
And God of faithfulness pointed to Abraham and swear oath upon himself.
这就成了亚伯拉罕信一个可靠的对象。
And this become the objective of Abraham's faith.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
这样的信心是有价值。
There is a value in such a faith.
因为信心的对象决定信心的价值。
Because the object of the faith determines the value of that faith.
如果真实的信是向一个不真实、不可信的对象发出去的话，
If you have a true faith but directed at the wrong target,
就不能产生信应当有的果效。
You will not have the right result of that faith.
而神以他的信实作为他应许的基础。
And the faithfulness of God is the foundation of His promises.
又以他自己最大，没有比他更大的这个位分，作为他信实的保证。
And He used Himself because nothing is greater than Himself as the guarantee of His faith.
然后用超乎人所想出的办法，就是用启示以人利诱。
He used methods that we do not think about. That is, He swear upon Himself.
只有人以人利诱的时候，才需要启示。
When we have covenant among each other, we will swear.
人对人的不信任需要有更大的位分来做言语的保证。
Because we do not trust each other, we need a greater guarantee.
所以发誓的人都是只做神来启示。
When we give an oath, we point towards God.
只做比人更大的那一位来保证他讲的话是真。
Towards the person who is greater than us to guarantee what we say.
一个人启示至少有两件事情。
There are two reasons why we will swear a oath.
一，他把整个人格投入他所讲的话里面。
We put all our character towards our word.
要表明他所讲的是真的。
To tell others that what we are saying is true.
要表明他要负责，所以他用启示这个方法。
That we will be responsible. That's why we swear.
第二，一个人启示的时候，他就要结束一切的理论的辩辩。
The second area is that when we swear, we end all discussions.
因为我们再讲也没有用，我已经用启示来结束了。我所讲的是对。
It's no longer necessary for us to discuss because I have swore upon what I'm saying.
那么当神以人立约的时候
，But when God has a covenant with man,
神要表示他是真实的。
He wants to show us that He is faithful.
表示他是没有改变的。
That He will never change.
表示他必须，他一定要负责任他所讲的话。
That He will surely be responsible towards what He has said.
那么没有比他更大的怎么办？
There is nothing greater than him.
他只做自己启示。
And so he points towards himself.
这句话是很有趣、很有意思的话语。
This is a very meaningful verse.
为什么呢
？Why?
如果神指着天启示
，Because if God swear by the heavens,
指着地启示
，or by the earth,
他的话都没有价值。
There is no value in his words.
天地会慢慢变旧了。
Because heaven and earth will pass away.
天地都要会过去。
And it will become old.
所以呢，神只有一个办法，指着自己启示。
The only method is for God to point towards Himself.
神之所以是神
，God is God.
因为没有比他更大的，所以他才叫做神。
Because there is nothing to be greater than Him.
神之所以是神
，God is God.
因为他本身是永恒的本体，是真理的本体，是圣爱的本体。
Because He Himself is the embodiment of eternity of truth. And of holy love.
他又是义的本体，又是圣洁的本体。
He is righteousness himself and holiness itself.
当他执着自己的启示的时候
，When he swear upon himself，
就是把他整个神的位分，把他投入他所讲的话语里面。
It means that he is using his entire essence of God into what he said.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to him.
所以他向亚伯拉罕启示的时候，亚伯拉罕就对这一位神产生了纯正而有功效的信仰。
So when he saw towards Abraham, Abraham had the right faith towards this God.
亚伯拉罕就成为信心之父了。
And Abraham became the father of faith.
因为他信了这一位可信，而且用自己的位格投入 启示证明他的话是真实不改变的上帝。
Because he believed in this God who is faithful and who swore upon himself towards his own essence.
然后呢，亚伯拉罕的信呢，就用忍耐来表现出来。
And the faith of Abraham was manifested through his patience.
所以，如果我们再回头看第五章结束的时候
，When we look at chapter 5 and as it ends,
这个作者告诉我们，你们不要像婴孩，还是吃奶。
The author of Hebrews tells us not to be like babies who are still living on milk.
一个应当能够吃干粮。
We should have food.
这第六章开始的时候告诉我们
，When chapter 6 begins,
我们要离开基督道理的开端。
It tells us to leave the elementary teaching of Christ.
建立进到完全的地步。
And go on to maturity.
所以在这第五章跟第六章接连下来，给我们看见了一个很重要的点是什么呢
？Chapter 5 and chapter 6 shows us a very important point.
就是速度的问题。
That is the question of speed.
速度的问题是很多的教会一点都不敏感的问题。
These are things that many churches are not sensitive to us.
许多人把复兴就跟感受、跟这个感情的发书连在一起来谈。
Many people link revival towards emotional expressions.
所以当他感觉到活着的时候，他感觉到有主同在的，这就叫做复兴。
So when we feel fervency and we feel the presence of God, we say this is revival.
还有些人把复兴跟这个数目的增长连在一起来谈。
And some people link revival with numerical growth.
反正有数目的增加就叫做复兴。
If there's numerical growth, there is revival.
而我们从圣经看的一些原则不是如此。
But biblical principles does not say that.
因为巴力的先知祷告的时候，那个热情是超过真正的先知以利亚。
Because the prophets of Baal had greater fervency than Elijah.
当许多人信耶稣的时候，分量的增加，耶稣就不把自己交给他们。
When people came to follow Jesus in droves, Jesus did not give of himself to them.
真正的复兴，我看出在圣经里面与速度是有关系的。
I see true revival as a link with speed.
主啊，你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随。
Oh Lord, you attract us, so we move quickly towards you.
他们虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
Although they are tired, they still move towards the Lord.
我们建立进到完全的地步。
We must go on to maturity.
所以第六章最后又说了，你们不可怠慢，不可懈怠下来。
And chapter 6 tells us not to slow down.
这些圣经组合起来，就给我们一个速度和复兴之间的关系。
And all these principles tells us the relationship between revival and speed.
也记得前面几章告诉你们不要像那些赶不上的人。
The earlier chapters tell us not to fall behind.
这个速度的这个觉悟。
The understanding of the speed.
是使教会可以继续不能突破传统所带来的包袱。
We are enabled the church to have breakthrough within their traditions.
使我们可以看见从来没有看见的。
So that we can see things that we have not seen.
使我们可以试试去做那些从来不敢做的事。
And attempt things that we have not attempted.
把一切的可能性都估计好了。
To think about all possibilities.
信心就在速度的观念中间向前进。
And faith will move in the concept of speed.
现在我问你，两个人一同拉着手，一定要在一起走，一个走得快，一个走得慢，哪一个更苦？
The question I ask you is when there's two persons moving together, holding hands, and one is fast, one is slow.
两个人拉在一起。
Two persons holding their hands.
可能绑在一起。
And maybe tied together.
没有办法分开。
And not being looking
for separate. 一个跑得很快，一个跑得很慢。
One go very fast, and another one slow.
苦不苦？
Is it a difficult thing to do?
苦不苦？哪一个苦？
Which one will be more difficult?
两个都苦，什么快的慢的？两个都苦。
And both will be in trouble.
快的感到很苦，因为一直不能够照他的意愿走。
The one who wants to move fast will feel frustrated because he wants to move faster.
后边那个重担一直把他拖在那里。
There is a burden dragging him behind.
所以他没有办法自由走。
And he cannot move freely.
后面那个慢的也很苦。
But the ones who are slow is also in difficulty.
因为他好像要被人家拉到哪里去一样。
Because he's being dragged along.
他没有办法享受他的安息。
And he cannot enjoy his rest.
那如果这件事常常发生。
But if these things often happen.
在教会里面常常不觉悟。
And the church does not realize this.
那我们就要从这里悔改。
Then we need to repent.
我们就从这里觉悟到我们的复兴到底迟迟不出现是为什么。
And we want to understand why our revival has not arrived.
我们在做生意里面伙伴之间呢有快慢的分辨。
In a business between partners, there are always a quick and a slow partner.
我做传道的，传道跟翻译之间常常有快慢的分别。
In the same manner for speaker and the translation, sometimes there's speed differences.
很少传道人对我翻译的时候像那英文这么快。
好的。
他本来吓了一跳，现在得到安慰。我很满。
他本来吓了一跳，现在得到安慰。
我很满意他的英文，感谢主。那么呢，我们的做夫妻的常常有快慢的分别。
And husband and wife sometimes there's difference in speed.
那么这样呢，就大家彼此切商，彼此把它这个互相这个适应就好了嘛。
And so we need to collaborate with one another and get used to one another.
但是属灵的工作不是这样。
But it's not the case for spiritual work.
除了两个快慢的人在跑以外
，other than this example of two persons，
前面还有一个更快的圣灵在引导。
There is a faster Holy Spirit leading us.
是慢的，不要怪快的。慢的要看快的，原来是要追赶圣灵的速度，所以一定要快点，快快快加鞭，快快这个是增加你的速度。
So if you are slow, do not blame the faster person because he's trying to catch up with the Holy Spirit.
这个是复兴与速度之间的关系。
This is a relationship between revival and speed.
在圣经里隐藏的这些的事，我们平常没有看出来。
These are mysteries that are hidden in the Bible.
所以我们常常有复兴，就是热腾腾叫做复兴。
Sometimes we always think fervency means revival.
复兴就是人很多叫做复兴。
A lot of people means revival.
复兴和速度是有关系。
But there is a relationship with speed.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
所以神不要我们懈怠下来。
God does not want us to slow down.
神要我们快跑。
He wants us to move faster.
神要我们赶上圣灵的速度。
He wants us to catch up with the Holy Spirit.
神要我们以信心的走这条道路。
With faith we will move.
当然就在第六章的最后段，又有两个不同的字出现。
But at the last passage of chapter 6, two different words appear.
一方面是不可懈怠下来。
On the one hand, he says, do not slow down.
另外一边说你们要忍耐。
But on the other hand, he says, have patience.
不可懈怠下来，不可慢下来，但你要忍耐，忍耐一定要慢不慢的。
Well, having patience means slowing down, isn't it?
所以很难很难。
So it's a difficult thing.
到了第六章最后一段再提到关于亚伯拉罕上帝信仰之间的关系的时候，
When the last passage of chapter 6 talks about Abraham and God,
就把亚伯拉罕当作我们忍耐的一个例子。
It shows Abraham as an example of our patience.
亚伯拉罕是赶上时代的人。
Abraham was a person of his time.
亚伯拉罕是抓住神在时代中间运行的命脉的人。
He was able to catch hold of the promise of God in his era.
亚伯拉罕是直接对神产生回应，有纯正信仰的人。
He was a person who had direct response towards God.
但亚伯拉罕是对神的应许有真心忍耐等候的人。
It seems ironical to tell us to slow down, but at the same time to move faster, but at the same time want to wait.
属灵的奥秘就在这里。
This is spiritual mystery.
当收成的时候，你不要种。
In the times of harvesting, do not plant.
当种的时候，你不能收成。
And when you are planting, you cannot harvest.
你不能慢，不能等，因为时间一过了，已经过了以后，你就很难做事情。
You cannot wait when the opportunity is there, because once the opportunity goes off,
就是不可代谢下来。
You cannot slow down.
但是等你种了以后，
but after you planted,
你真的撒种之后呢？
After you spread the seeds,
不能急，你要等到时间它会收成。
You cannot be impatient and you have to wait.
所以一面抓住时机，一方面要忍耐等候。
On the one hand, we want to grab the opportunity. On the other hand, we must wait in patience.
这很不容易的。
This is difficult.
如果你时机过了你才种的话，根本没有办法。
There's no need. You cannot plan after the opportunity has gone.
这是违背自然力同时间的运用。
This is against the law of nature and time.
你这个照了时间种下去了以后，
but when you plan according to the time,
你不能急，盼望太快叫它长大。
You cannot be impatient and wait for it to grow up.
你们知道在中国古时候有一个故事叫做大苗助长的这个比喻吗？
There is a Chinese proverb that talk about a person pulling up the plant to help it grow.
你说我说种的稻米怎么这么久就生出来，我把它搭出来那么高一点，帮助它生长，帮助它它就死了。
And you wait for your rice to grow up faster and then you try to yank it up and you die.
神是信神的。
God is faithful.
神指着自己起誓。
He swear upon himself.
向人应许。
To give us promises.
这一位神是向人立约的神。
This is a God of covenant.
神所立的约是根据他的信实和他的慈爱而赐下。
And his covenant is upon his faithfulness and his love.
而神的应许是用他的启示做保证的。
His promises is guaranteed by his revelation.
神的启示是照着他自己绝对真实的本体，作为一个生命的赌注来对人说话的。
And his revelation is upon himself as essence, as a gamble towards man.
所以神是可信。
God is to be believed.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心就不归徒然。
And so Abraham's faith was not in vain.
亚伯拉罕的信心需要用忍耐来等候神的应许的成就。
But he needed patience to wait for the fulfillment of the promises.
亚伯拉罕在应当信的时候，即刻就信了。
When it was time for him to believe, he immediately believed.
但是时间没有到的时候，他没有盼望收成。
But before the time was up, he did not look for the harvest.
他怎么样赶上速度？
How did he catch up with the times?
他也懂得怎样忍耐行完上帝的事。
In the same manner, he knew to be patient.
上帝对亚伯拉罕应许两件事情。
God promised Abraham two things.
论福，我必给你大的福气。
That he will have received great blessings.
论子孙，我给你许多的后代。
And he will have lots of descendants.
所以我把这两种产业把它分开性质来说。
We will look at this from separately.
一种是实产，一种是货产。
One seems to be a dead property, the other one is a live one.
普通我们的分法就是不动产跟动产。
Or we call it a real property and non-living property.
这是很肤浅的分法。
This is a very shallow thing.
我把它分成的是实的产业跟货的产业。
So I look at it as if it's a dead property and a living property.
有多少钱、多少房子、多少汽车、多少地皮，都是实产。
It doesn't matter how much money you have or property, they are all dead things.
有多少好的孩子、好的后代，那才叫货产。
But if you have good children and descendants, this is a lie.
所以上帝赐给我们的福有两种，一种是生活所需要的福气，一种是生命价值的福气。
God gave us two different types of blessing. One is the things that we need in life, and the other one is the value of life.
论福，我必赐你大福。
God said he will give Abraham great blessings.
论子孙，我要使你的子孙多起来。
And great and many numbers of descendants.
你还有一个子孙要使万国得福。
And one of your descendants will bless all nations.
众多的子孙中，你突然变成一个单数的子孙。
Among all descendants, there will be one singular one.
这个人要使万国得福，当然是耶稣基督成为万民的救主的意思。
Of course, it refers to Jesus Christ as the Savior of all men.
那么，上帝既然凭着他的真实，凭着他可靠、可信度的这个位格，来作为应许的根据来启示。
And God revealed all this based on Himself as a guarantee.
亚伯拉罕就对这一位可信的上帝发出了信仰。
And Abraham had faith towards this God of faithfulness.
但是这位上帝好像叫人快，他自己慢慢来，怎么办呢？
But this God seems to be moving slowly, even though He asks us to move fast.
你要生出很多的后代来。
You're going to have a lot of descendants.
信吗？
Do you believe?
信。
Yes, I do.
要不然信了就看他太太肚子每个月一样大。
Abraham looked at his wife and the stomach looked the same every month.
所以神是可信的。
God is to be believed.
怎么信到变成一个真正可以讲给人家听？
But how do we transfer that to something which we can share?
上帝是可信的吗？
Can God be believed?
为什么肚皮不增长呢？
But on the other hand, there's no change.
十年以后还是这样。
After 10 years, it's the same.
20 years 还是这样。
20 years is the same.
所以这个呢，就变成了要忍耐的时候受了考验。
This is a test of his patience.
忍耐一受考验的时候，我们就常常有血气的行动出来。
Many a times we are impulsive when we are under testing.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something terrible.
哦，你说我了解了，原来上帝对我说呢，给你很多的后代，我等了很久，原来是从小老婆那边来的。
And so Abraham thought that he must have a concubine to have the
child. 不是从这个发妻这里来的。
Not from the first one.
再从另外一个才能得到的。
And perhaps he got to get another.
主啊，你的话真是超过所想所求的。
And so he said the Lord is giving him more than he wanted.
你给我出人意外的恩典。
You give me grace that surprised him.
肉体太急行事了。
And so physically he did something wrong.
他生了一个以色玛利出来的时候。
And he had Ishmael.
是不是神的应许就在这里呢？
Was that the promise of God?
不是的。
No.
就生出一个灾祸出来。
And there was trouble because of that.
是生出一个历史上不能除掉的包袱出来了。
It becomes a historical burden that cannot be carried out.
直到今天，以色玛利的后代跟以撒的后代永远做仇敌，在中东永远不自信。
And till today, the descendant of Ishmael and Isaac are still fighting.
要不然是信心之父怎么搞到这个地步？
Abraham was the father of faith. How could he be like that?
信心需要忍耐。
Because he needed patience.
神的时间不是我们的时间。
And the timing of God is not our timing.
神有他行事的时间表。
God has his own timetable.
神有成全应许的特殊时刻。
He has a special time to fulfill his promises.
所以我们在亚伯拉罕身上可以学到很多很多的功课。
We can learn many things from Abraham.
到他99岁的时候。
Until he was 99.
这表示他等了很久很久，叫做99。
He meant that he had to wait for a long time.
神对亚伯拉罕说。
God spoke to Abraham.
我是全能的上帝。
I am Almighty God.
你要在我面前做完全人。
You must be perfect before me.
那个时候呢，撒拉是89岁。
Sarah was 89.
我相信撒拉是全世界历史上最美的女孩子。
I believe she must be the most beautiful woman in history.
Cleopatra 不能比她。
She cannot be compared to Cleopatra.
爱上 Cleopatra 的人可能是几个历史上伟大的，就罗马的英雄中凯撒。
There are many Roman and heroes and Caesars who fell in love with Cleopatra.
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar,
Antonio. 这些人都爱上 Cleopatra.
They all love Cleopatra.
但是那个时候 Cleopatra 一直很年轻，所以他们爱她。
But at that time she was very young then.
莎拉不是如此。
But that was not the case of Sarah.
莎拉八九十岁的时候还有很多王爱她。
There are many kings that went after her when she was very old.
真正的叫做这个古前无古人后无来者的独一美女。
It means that she must be the greatest beauty in history.
你想想看，如果你七八十岁还有人要爱你吗？
Can you think of yourself at that age that you have
people support you?
Perhaps you will not be loved not even by empress but even by common people.
亚伯兰娶了一个很漂亮的太太，给他一生带来很多的麻烦。
Abraham had lots of problems because of this beautiful wife.
所以如果你要你的太太平安，没有人抢去，就娶难看一点的就好了。
And so you should have more uglier wife if you want.
那怎么办？九十九岁。
He was 99.
89岁。
那 wife is 99。
真的肚皮张大起来。
And suddenly she was pregnant.
明年这个时候，你要生一个孩子出来。
And next year, this time you will have a son.
亚伯兰的对上帝绝对相信。
Abraham believed completely.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
信。
I do.
撒拉呢？
What about Sarah?
明年这个时候，你要生一个孩子出来。
She was told that she will have a son. She started laughing.
我高长很美了，爱心。我哪里会生出来？我现在九十岁了，
she,
我知道我的经期结束很久了。
She knew that she already finished her menstruation.
上帝有没有搞错啊？
And God must have made a mistake.
不可能的。
It was not possible.
神的使者对撒拉说：“你为什么笑？”
The servant of God said, "Why do you laugh?" Then
上帝是很认真的追讨人的回应的。
And God always look upon our responses seriously.
可信的神对你的不信是有追讨。
And this faithful God will go after your unfaithfulness.
撒拉，你为什么笑？
Why are you laughing?
撒拉说没有笑。
She said, "I did."
你笑。
She said, "You did."
你不信吗？上帝的话一定有成就。
The word of God must come true.
神是死无变有的上帝。
Because God is a God that makes something out of nothing.
起死回生的上帝。
A God that raises the dead.
第二年，撒拉真的生了一个孩子出来。
And the second year, she truly had a son.
你可以想象九十岁生孩子什么味道。
You can think about how difficult it must be.
这个经验谁感受呢？
Who can have this experience?
一个女人九十岁了，骨头骨头有没有力？
At 90, perhaps she has no more strength.
怎么有力量把这个孩子生出来？
How can she deliver the baby?
那个时候还没有剖腹的医学的基础。
There was no cesarean operation.
所以她生了一定哭得不得了。
It must have been difficult for her.
生下来以后呢？
But after the birth,
他们就给她的孩子起名叫什么？以撒。以撒什么意思啊？
And the child was called Isaac.
什么意思啊？笑。
It means laugh.
以撒的意思就是笑。以撒笑吗？
Did he laugh?
是不是以撒一直嘿嘿嘿就笑笑？就给他名叫以撒吗？没有人生出来笑的，一定哭的。
The child of course was born crying.
以撒生出来是哭。
He was crying when he was born.
撒拉一定也哭，很难生出来。
Crying.
亚伯拉罕笑。
Abraham was laughing.
所以他就叫他来就叫做笑。
And that's why the name was laughter.
叫做以撒，为什么他笑呢？
Why did he laugh?
因为他比撒拉迟笑一年。
Because he laughed 1 year later than Sarah.
撒拉的笑是不信的笑。
Sarah laughed because she did not believe.
亚伯兰的笑是信的笑。
But the laughter of Abraham was the laughter of faith.
撒拉的笑是怀疑上帝的话的嗤笑。
The laughter of Sarah was one of unbelief.
亚伯兰的笑是因为成全，看见上帝成全他的应许，心中喜乐的笑。
And Abraham's laughter was a laughter of joy at the fulfillment of promise.
我给亚伯兰一个特别的名称。
I gave him a special name.
不但是 father of the believers.
Not only is he the father of all believers.
亚伯兰是真正有资格叫做 century father 的一个人。
He is a century father.
因为他多到了一百年才做爸爸，不是 century father 吗？
He was a father at a century.
他是世纪之父。
He is the father of the century.
做了一世纪才做父亲，所以叫做世纪之父。
After a century, he becomes a father.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
中国人给皮蛋叫做叫皮蛋，美国人叫做 century egg.
It's a century egg in the Chinese cuisine.
有人寄一大包的这个皮蛋给季志文牧师，季牧师不在，他的书记拿了一看见这么多泥土，就把它丢掉。
Someone sent a whole box of century egg to Reverend Andrew G, and his secretary threw it away because it was wrapped in mud.
季师母回来说，刚才有人寄这个蛋来，有没有啊？他说不是蛋，是一大堆臭得不得了泥土，一大堆，而且是一百年的 century egg, 所以我就把它丢掉了。
And Mrs. G said somebody sent eggs, and the secretary said no, it was a century old egg, so I threw it away.
上帝的应许。
The promise of God.
就是要你等一百年，你还要等。
Maybe that you have to wait 100 years and you have to wait.
你不可比上帝更急。
You cannot be more anxious than God.
你不可能比上帝在没有行动之前自己轻举妄动。
You cannot act before God acts.
因为这是很危险的事情。
Because this will be dangerous.
是神的应许在亚伯兰身上显明出来。
The promise of God was shown in Abraham.
就从必死的人身上生出子孙，像天上的星，像海底的沙门，海边的沙门。
In the event of a birth from a dying body, as multitude as the stars and the sand of the sea.
我小的时候说，为什么比沙跟海里的沙跟天上的星呢？
When I was young, I kept wondering how can it be.
星跟沙哪里多啊？
The constellations and the sand, which one is
more? 哪里多啊？啊，沙多。
Probably the sand.
你这很古老的思想在这么回答。
This is an old thinking.
这个现今的这个天文学告诉我们，天上的星的数目没有办法算出来。
Science tells us that you cannot count the number of stars on the heavens.
绝对超过我们的眼界。
It probably much bigger than what we can see.
我小的时候常常点点点点点到最后头昏就去睡觉。
When I was a child, I often counted the stars.
你从来没办法算清楚有多少星是看得见的。
And I can never finish counting.
现在更少了。
But certainly there are less stars.
不是星更少，是能看见的更少了。
Not that there are lesser stars, but lesser visible to us.
你怎么把天上的星跟海边的沙来做一个比较呢？
Why is there an illustration using this constellation?
论夫，我给你大夫。
We'll give great blessing to Abraham.
论子孙，我给你许多的子孙。
And many, many descendants.
像天上的星，像海边的沙那么多。
Like the stars and the sand.
亚伯拉罕没有问为什么把星跟沙连在一起来做个比较呢？
Abraham did not ask why do you link the stars with the sand.
有的人说亚伯拉罕有两种后代，一种灵性高到像在天上的星，一种呢就是在海边跟人家踏来踏去的。
Some people say because the descendants have two spirituality, as high as the stars and as low as the sand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters.
上帝的应许一定要成就。
The promise of God will come true.
那么就从这种神可信度的这个位格，同自己没有比自己更大，以自己启示的证据，把他的应许成全出来。
And the promise of God is upon his faithfulness and himself being the greatest of all the greatest.
亚伯兰所信的是这样一位上帝。
And the God that Abraham believed in is such a God.
亚伯兰信仰的对象是真正可信的，他信仰的价值是永远肯定的。
The object of Abraham's faith is a God that can be believed in and the value is to be eternally established.
神是信神。
God is faithful.
神是不改变的。
He will not change.
神是不说谎的。
He does not lie.
神是永远的。
He is eternal.
那这几个性质再加上神是最大的。
And he is the greatest of all.
成为他向人应许对人说话的这个真正的基础。
All these attributes become the foundation of his faithfulness.
当我们听见神的话语的时候，
When we hear his word,
我们听见至大者的命令，
We hear the commandments of the Almighty.
我们听见永恒者的话语，
We hear the word of the Eternal One.
我们听见绝对不说谎的应许，
We hear the promise of someone who will never lie.
我们听见不会改变的真理，
We hear the truth that will never change.
我们听见用他自己的威格可信的信实用启示印证的言论。
We see the words that comes from his own faithfulness and his never changing attributes.
这样的对象就使我们的信心变成有价值的信心。
Because of that, our faith has value.
那么因为神的话是从永恒发出来的。
The word of God comes from eternity.
所以我们的信就不局限在历史的时刻，会产生超历史的永恒的盼望出来。
That is why our faith is not confined in the temporal world, but is trans-time.
第六章结束的时候，
When chapter 6 ends,
就提到因为这样的信，我们就产生了那个前面对前面的盼望。
It talks about because of this faith, we have hope for the future.
那么我们在地上遇到各样困难的时候，
When we encounter all sorts of difficulties on earth,
那些逃难的人一样。
We are like people who are refugees.
主是我们的避难所。
The Lord is our refuge.
主是我们可信的主。
The Lord is a God of faithfulness.
主的应许虽然暂时没有看到成全，
although and temporarily we cannot see the promise.
他的不说谎不改变，他的永恒性至大者，同他以启示所建立的应许，是我们信心永远不能失望的原因。
And because he is faithful, he does not change, his eternal, he does not lie, we will never be disappointed with him.
这样我们就变成有盼望的。
We become people of hope.
请注意，在圣经里面，信心一定是盼望的基础。
Let us be careful that the Bible always have faith as the foundation of hope.
盼望一定是从信心产生出来。
And hope must be produced from faith.
因为人信了神，他就在永恒中间得到了应许，也得到了盼望的基础。
Because we believe in God in eternity, we have the hope and the foundation of our hope.
像在罗马书第四章第十七、十八节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17 and 18 says.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝是死无变有，是起死回生的上帝。
The God that Abraham believed in is the God that makes something out of nothing that raises the dead.
不但如此，亚伯兰是信的上帝，他乃是世人有盼望的上帝。
And it is also a God that gives men hope.
所以在无可指望的时候，因为信，他仍然有盼望。
When the situation seems hopeless because of faith, we still have hope.
盼望是从信心产生出来。
Hope is produced from faith.
那希伯来书第六章最后一段告诉我们，这个盼望好像灵魂的锚。
The last portion of the Hebrews chapter 6 tells us this hope is like a spear.
这是全本圣经唯一的一次。
This is the only time in the entire Bible.
灵魂的锚什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是我们可以牢牢靠靠，安安稳稳，使我们不动摇的这个盼望的基础，就是。
It is a spiritual anchor that we can hold on to tightly for the rest of our life.
当一只大船靠岸的时候，
When a big ship comes to the harbor,
它要卸货，它要运货，
it has to unload and load.
它要载人，它要送人。
It has to have passengers and release them.
它先要定位，不要摇动。
It must first stay its position.
不是一个风同浪把它改变它的位置。
So that the waves will not change its position.
是什么办法呢？
What is the method to use?
它是用锚来安稳自己的位分。
It used the anchor to establish itself.
抗拒风浪对它的影响。
To fight against the waves.
这个锚一抽下去的时候。
When the anchor drops.
又大又重又有钩，就把那些石头缠住了。
It is a huge thing that is very big and it is able to hold onto the rocks.
像这条船就不需要惧怕。移动了他的位置。
And the ship therefore is not afraid of changing course.
希伯来书的作者就用这个办法来告诉我们的盼望就是这样。
The author of Hebrew used this to illustrate our hope.
不但是希伯来书的作者是如此。
Not only did the author of Hebrew do this.
在当时希腊社会的文学里面也有这样的讲法。
In Greek literature there are such illustrations.
就是有盼望的人好像船有锚稳定他的位置一样。
A person who has hope is like a ship with a good anchor.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个锚丢到哪里去？
Where do you throw this anchor to?
丢到深海里面去。
It throws into the sea.
丢到一半掉掉的吗？
Does it hang in the middle? No.
丢到底，到一个可靠的地方缠住了，就是你不动摇的。
It moves all the way to the bottom of the sea to something that it can hold on to.
有什么东西可以使我们永远依靠不动摇的？
What are the things that we can hold on eternally that will not be moved?
所以这就变成最后一章，就是第六章最后一段最重要的一句话语了。
This is the most important message of the last passage.
我们的锚是抛进至圣所的里面。
That our anchor enters in the inner sanctuary.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
什么叫做抛进至圣所里面呢？
What does throwing into the inner sanctuary mean?
你注意在会幕在圣殿里面的摆设是怎么样的？
You have to understand the way the temple was arranged.
有这个幔子之外。
Outside of the veil.
还有幔子之内。
There's inside and outside the veil.
这个会幕里面有外院。
And there's an outside court.
外院里面有这个祭坛同洗濯盆。
And there is this altar and also the place of the basin of washing.
百姓献祭可以到的地方。
This is a place for the common people.
普通的人都可以到的地方。
All common people can go there.
但到了外院的结束的时候，就有一个圣所的特别的地方。
And there is an inner sanctuary.
圣所的地方是普通的百姓不能进去的地方。
That is a place forbidden to the common people.
而圣所的后面是至圣所的地方。
And the holy of the holies.
圣所是只有祭司才可以进去的地方。
That is a place for the priests.
而至圣所是只有大祭司一个人一年只有一次可以进去的地方。
And only the high priest can enter into the inner sanctuary once a year.
所以当你明白会幕的这个摆设和圣殿的这些状况的时候，你觉得这件事情所指的是何等深的意思在里面。
When you understand the way the temple was arranged, then you know how important this is.
我们的盼望如同灵魂的锚，抛到幔内，也就是在至圣所里面找到我们安稳的基础。
Our anchor of the soul, firm and secure, enters into the inner sanctuary.
至圣所是什么地方？
Where is the inner sanctuary?
至圣所是全本圣经中间唯一长度、高度、宽度同等分量的一个地方。
This is the place in the entire Bible where the length, width, and depth is exactly the same.
就是一层一层一的三方。
It is a place that is one by one by one.
唯一一个完全、完全、绝对整体的一个地方。
It is the only place that has a whole unit.
在圣所里面有三件事情。
There are three things in the inner sanctuary.
第一就是灯台。
That is the lamp.
第二就是金香炉。
The second one is the urn.
第三就是白色饼的桌子。
And a table for the bread.
这表示真理的粮食，表示圣灵的光照。表示圣徒的祷告同基督的代求。
It represents the bread of the truth of the word of God and the prayer of the people and the light of the world.
我们整个基督徒与神相交灵性的生活。
It represents the spiritual life of a Christian.
我们把神的话当作饼，当作食物来吃。
We treat the word of God as a bread and we consume it.
我们在金灯台的光照耀之下，我们过一个顺从神的光照耀的生活。
Under the illumination of the golden lampstand, we live a life that's obedient to the word.
我们借着祷告来到主的面前。
And by prayer, we come before the Lord.
这是圣所里面三大白色。
These are the three things in the inner sanctuary.
但我们的盼望不是放在圣所里面。
Our hope is not in the inner sanctuary.
因为我们的盼望如果在圣所里面。
If our hope is in the sanctuary.
我们的盼望是只盼望在自己的属灵经历的里面。
Our hope will be upon our own spiritual experiences.
我们的盼望在自圣所里面。
But our hope is in the inner sanctuary.
已经进到幔内了。
It is behind the curtain.
这个意思就特别深了。
There is a deep meaning.
表示什么呢？
It means this.
至圣所里面只有一件事情在里面。
There is only one thing in the inner sanctuary.
上帝的圣约的约柜在里面。
That is the Ark of the Covenant.
这又回到信仰的对象是可信度的神来讲了。
Again, it's back to the object of our faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们说信的神是可信的。
The God that we believe in is faithful.
我们说盼望的神是可盼望的。
And the God that we hope with is can we
count on him. 我们的神是立约的神。
Our God is a God of covenant.
我们的圣经是新旧约的圣经。
The Bible is the Bible of covenants.
基督教的信仰是在约里面成立的信仰。
The faith of the Christian is upon covenant.
耶稣流的血是立新约所流的血。
The blood of Jesus was bled because of covenant.
归正神学是立约的神学。
Reformed theology is a theology of covenant.
我们看见神从起初与亚当立约，与摩西立约，与亚伯拉罕立约，与他的子民立约，最后在耶稣基督的宝血里面与教会立约。
We see in the Bible God a covenant with Abraham, Moses, and in the blood of Jesus with the church.
所以当这个锚抛进幔内的时候，
when this anchor is thrown into the inner sanctuary,
就是进到约柜所在。
It is a place where the ark of covenant is.
就直接进到神永不改变的约，他的命令的中心那里去。
It comes to the central place of the never changing commandment of God.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
我们千万不要接受。在信里面的信的这种错误的思想
Let us not have faith in faith itself
不是对自己的自信心的信心的那种信这不是圣经的信
Faith upon our own self-confidence and faith is not biblical faith
我们要 faith in the word of God but faith not in our confidence of faith
我们的信心要在上帝的话语里面不是在我们信心的信心
在神的道神的应许神的约里面所建立的信心才是真正圣经要我们有的信仰的信心
The faith that is a established on the word of God and the way of God is the faith that the Bible wants for us.
幔内至圣所又表示什么呢？
What does the inner sanctuary mean?
幔内至圣所又表示这是神与人同在唯一最具体的地方。
The inner sanctuary shows us exactly how God is to be with man.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那我们这个锚怎么会跑进去呢？
How can our anchor be thrown into the inner sanctuary?
就是那一位大祭司进去的时候我们的盼望就跟他一同进去。
It was because of the high priest bringing it in.
这位大祭司是谁？
And who is this high priest?
就是历史启示按照墨基洗的腓力的那个大祭司。
And this is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
那就变成第七章所要讲的主要的信息。
This is the main message of chapter 7.
所以现在我要请大家从第六章十三节一直读到第七章，我们一同来读。
Let us read from chapter 6 verse 13 onwards to chapter 7.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews 6.
从第十三节开始来读。
Verse 13 onwards.
你现在再读一次的，你就更明白我刚才讲的是什么了。
Now you will be clearer as to what I've just said.
我们大家一同来读。一、二、三。上帝应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着启示，就指着自己启示说：“论父，我必赐大福给你。”论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。这样，亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许。人都是执着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了解各样的真理。 照样上帝愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明，他的旨意是不更改，就启示为证。借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大的勉励。我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣既造作麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。清楚了，我们刚才讲的你都归纳起来清楚了。现在我们开始读第七章第一节到第三节。一二三，这麦基洗德就是撒勒王，又是至高上帝的祭司，本是常年为祭司。他当亚伯拉罕撒拜诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母无族谱，无生之死，无命之中，是与上帝的儿子相似。请你注意，不是上帝的儿子与他相似，是他与上帝的儿子相似。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们为